I feel good. I feel pretty good. You know, I feel a lot better than I thought I would at this point. So just looking back until Sunday. So I made a lot of strides, a lot of improvement. So I feel good.
How scary was it on Sunday?
You just never know. You know what I mean? Anytime you take a hit and, you know, I've been on the positive side of hits and you think it's worse than what it is and it ends up not being, and I've been on the other side. So you just never know. And, you know, thankfully, everything was good and, you know, I'm all right. So I'm still walking. You know what? You know, it's a physical game, and there's a lot of contact. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe comments made it seem like that throughout the week. But, you know, I knew that, you know, if my name's getting mentioned by the head coach, then I guess I'm doing something right.
How close were you to maybe trying to go back in Sunday? I mean, I know you were on the bike and all.
Yeah.
Something that was even discussed, or were you hopeful?
I felt I was pretty close. You know, I felt pretty good. Some of the things I was doing on the sideline, I felt like I was okay, and you know, I could work through it. And you know, I guess last minute, it just decided, you know, not to just rest me, and you know, not risk anything, because we didn't know. It, like I said, we were kind of on the straddling the fence of what we thought it was, and we weren't sure. So, you know, just decided not to.
What's the deciding factor mean for you on Sunday? They say swelling. Is that correct?
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Swelling. Is that level swelling? Is that correct? Or stiffness? What do you think it would take you to play?
Take me to play? I don't know. That's kind of up to the coach, because, you know, it's up to me. I'd be playing no matter what. But it's up to the coaching, and it's up to, you know, the trainers if, you know, I'm able to show them, you know, everything I need to allow me to be in there. And I obviously want to be fair in the situation, you know, to the team and straightforward. So we'll find out. You know, there'll be coming time for that. You know, we've got a long week. You know, that's really that.
After Sunday's, Jaworski and Daniels got five different guys out there to score touchdowns on the ground. What does that say about the depth of your position?
I think it says that, you know, we have depth at the running back position, and we have guys that can step in there and be effective and make plays. You know, I think Jaworski is doing a great job as a rookie, you know, going in there and making some huge plays for us, things that kind of go unseen, you know, to the you know, to a regular fan. But he's in there. He's making some key blocks that are really springing me and Daniel and you know, everybody else, just creating great big holes for us and making it really easy for us to just go out there and make a place.
With Lamar, what are some of the things you've seen him improve at since
he's— I think in his work ethic, you know, his finish to plays. I think he's doing a great job of finishing plays now, and you know, that's you know, it's natural when you come into this league. The level steps up a notch, and he's doing a great job. I think he, you know, had an adjustment period, as we all do when we're rookies, but I think he's doing a great job now at finishing plays and finishing runs. And I think you saw in his last game he made some really good runs for us.
Did you say one thing specifically for those two in the second half, what you need to work on?
Yeah, I just told him to just you know, run hard, get up the field, you know, run for 4 yards. You know, don't worry about the big plays. Those will come. And just protect the football.
Reggie, you watched Monday night, obviously, and had some reaction.
Yeah.
Those reports today about a deal, that they're moving closer to a deal. What kind of a relief would that?
That's good. You know, Coach Philbin instructed us not to comment any further on on the referee situation. But I will say this: anytime you have the President of the United States speak about something like that, then something needs to happen. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Anytime he addresses it, there's something that needs to happen. So,
Reggie, what are you seeing in the Arizona run defense?
You know, it's a fast defense. You know, they do a good job at getting a lot of guys to the ball carrier. It's a fast defense. They thrive off of turnovers. You know, they do a good job at, you know, creating turnovers and stripping the ball from ball carriers. You saw last game. I just saw on SportsCenter, just on Vic, they, you know, did a good job stripping the ball from him, creating turnovers, and, you know, putting pressure on the quarterback. So that's something that we have to be well aware of, this week, we have to mentally, you know, prepare ourselves for, you know, a lot of pressure on the quarterback, you know, a lot of blitzing, and we have to do a good job, especially from the running back standpoint, at protecting the football. We can't get in there, and, you know, in their home stadium, I think they've won, like, the last seven games. You know, they're undefeated now. And so we can't go into their house and start turning the ball over. You know, that's a recipe for disaster. So running backs, I've always felt, set the tone early. So we have to set the tone for the rest of the game. We got to protect the ball. We got to run a physical. We got to run at them. And, you know, that's just the start of it. And there's obviously a lot more keys that are going to go to winning this football game. So,
a couple more guys. You were able to do that against the Jets earlier.
Yeah.
What were you having success with specifically early on?
I think we were having success just running the ball. You know, I thought our offensive line was doing a great job at creating holes and just getting a body on a body and getting guys, you know, out of position. You know, I thought they did a great job at that. And I think you saw in that first half, we were running the ball well, and there were some big holes to run through. So, you know, I thought, you know, all in all, we did a good job running the ball. And really our tempo, I think, kind of wore them down a little bit. So that's something that we have to mentally and physically as a team. You know, that's kind of, you know, now we have, like Coach said, we have three games on film now. So we're kind of, you know, seeing what our identity is. And that's something that we're going to have to lean on is our tempo, you know, game in and game out.
With last year, the losses kind of piling up, and everything, how important is it to get a win this week?
Yeah, it's extremely important for us. You know, and obviously, you know, the games don't get any easier. So this is about as tough as it's going to get, you know, at a week four. So, you know, this is extremely important for us to, you know, get to 500 and not fall back, you know, three games. It's extremely important for us to, I think, one, not focus on winning the game, but doing the fundamental things, the little things right, are going to help us win the game, and not worrying about the whole game in general. And everybody doing their part and being accountable. And I think if we do that, you know, we'll be okay.
I jumped in late. I understand you said you're hopeful of playing. When do you think you guys will know definitively, or is this going to go on until game time to keep the—
Yeah, I really don't know. It's just something you got to ask Coach about, because I'll tell you right now, I'm playing Sunday. But I'm sure that's why I'm not the head coach. So, you know, I'm going to do everything I can from a physical and mental standpoint to prepare myself as if I'm playing Sunday. And, you know, if I get the call and it is true that I can play, then I'll be ready to go.